I'd like to give opportunity this morning for you to speak a word for Jesus. If you'd like to do that, I was thinking we could have a representative. I didn't think this through too hard and long, but I think I'm right. We could have a representative from first period, second period, third period, maybe Memorial Day, I don't know, fourth period, fellowship with friends. We could have that this morning. I looked around, and we could just thank God for this whole season. Thank God for wonderful times in His presence and the many wonderful things that He has done. And you know what? I'm sure there are many that we don't even know that He has done. So praise the Lord for all the things we've experienced and seen and know, but we can also thank Him for what He has done in so many hearts. But, you know, there may be someone who wasn't in first, second, or third, or fourth period, and you'd also like to say something for Jesus. So I just want to, would you say, open the floor? I don't want you to, don't think of the sons of Korah. I just like to open the floor for you to share, if you like. We had that lesson recently in the meeting in church. Well, anyway, feel free to bless the Lord and to thank Him or give a word of exhortation if that's what He has put on your heart. And we won't watch the clock. That'll be my problem, okay? I will. You wouldn't know this. Maybe you wouldn't know this, but Susan could tell you that I can be very flexible. So if I have something to say, I can do it. I can do it pretty briefly, kinda, you know. So please feel free.
Well, if we don't praise the Lord, maybe we'll heat the fire up seven times.
Yeah.
I thank God for the great privilege it has been to serve the Lord, to live for Him, for His giving to me and my family, and to so many friends. So great a salvation. What a life we have. And to come here and to learn more of Him is such a rich blessing that we have, and I thank God for that. I thank God for the many times that He's given me specific help and specific needs, even in the stages when you don't look forward to something going wrong. You know, He gave such easy solutions, and sometimes even the knowledge of what to do even before I got there, and He's done that all through my Christian life, and I thank God for that. But the greatest blessing is Jesus, knowing Him. Sometimes I rejoice in that He shows me problems, how to solve the problems. That's a real definite blessing I count from the Lord, making me to know in a greater way that He's with me. And I'm so thankful for that, but how much more we rejoice in His presence and the love and fellowship that we have with Him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'd just like to thank God for my brother Tom, the blessing that he is all summer long. So he got us off the hook. Memorial Day to Labor Day is covered now. But thank you, brother Tom. And we thank God for you and for the wisdom that He gives you and the anointing. And think of all the things. He wasn't in the meeting the other night when I said that light was out about 10 days ago, and then it was on a day or two later. And I just assumed that was Brother Tom's work. So, and multiply that by how much? You think maybe 1,000? Okay, throughout a season like this. So we're grateful to God for giving us a brother like you.
I represent the Chinese convention. Robert and I were here cooking in a kitchen at the Chinese convention. And in services, you know, when we sang, they sang in Chinese, we sang in English. But when we praised the Lord, it was all one tongue. It was the same tongue. We just all praised Him. It was just so glorious to worship with them. And it was just such a wonderful experience. And I've always thought, coming up here, that's the one thing I always look forward to, is the worship. And, memory goes back to Williamsburg. And I remember when my family first came to America, we lived only 2 blocks from Williamsburg Pentecostal Church. And my sister and I were walking down the street one day, and we noticed the church. And then one Sunday we came, and we had never heard of Pentecost. We had never heard praise out loud. We had a Baptist background growing up. And it seemed so beautiful. It didn't seem strange at all. And the rest is history. And so I thank God that I was raised and brought up under the fellowship of ministry for the Gordon and Sister Martha, and that's how we learn to worship and how we show our love to God that way. And no matter what happens in our life, you know, all we have to do is just praise God, and heaven just opens up to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's what we're here. I was very thankful to be here again at this time. And I really want to thank the Lord for the time I was with the children. That's what we're here. And don't forget your kids that they never come to church. Was a real challenge, and but I'm so thankful how they opened up and learned, and how the Lord put how the Lord worked in their hearts. And I can always tell by the prayers in the evening when the children prayed each one around in worship, the prayers changed. And then you find out that it's understood. Now we are only sowing the seed, we are not saving the children. Only the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Lord can save the children. And so, but towards the end, some of them ask the Lord for the blessings and to come into their hearts and go into the narrow way. I'm very thankful that the Lord saved me many years ago and that He kept me for all these years, and that I could go on with Him, and that I can be here today in His worship, and experience and worship Him. He's such a wonderful God, such a wonderful Lord, and I cannot praise Him enough, really. And I think of Him and what He did for us, He did for me. So I want to thank you today for great love and kindness and mercy, which is day by day, and you are calling day by day with me. And so I'm very thankful today that He is going before us and we leave His place. We're not leaving Him behind. He is has gone before us already, and He's with us. And we just said, Isaiah 12, we can drink from the well for patience every single day and get filled with His Holy Spirit and be able to live for Him. And many times I tell you, we also talk about the Holy Spirit in the cottage, and that Jesus, by His Holy Spirit, was never able to, wouldn't have been able to heal the sick. He on earth needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just as we do. And that Jesus also helps us to be right by His Holy Spirit. And so it's good to get to feel daily. Coming again and getting more from Him, more of Him, and coming closer to Him and living Him. And what a wonderful message we have heard these days. I'm very thankful for it. And also for our fellowship. messages we have got year after year, and how God's obey and do for the employee. So that's in my heart today. I want to go on with Jesus. I want to live for Him. I want to abide in His presence, and also be, as we heard, this community to share with others and go and live and be what we heard for Jesus. And that's my desire, and only He can work it within my heart and everybody else. Very thankful that He's going to lead on. And as we heard about Sister Martha already and Brother Gordon about Fogel, I also was very blessed by their lives. And I wasn't in the church for 2 years and superintendent of the primary department. And I found out, Sister Martha, how exact she was. And for the Christmas program at that time, and how she had everything marked out. And I'm down to the last point. And it's wonderful to see these people, Mother Gordon, Sister Martha, how they did for the Lord. And also here came how they were interested in the children as they were here. They came to the cottage, Sister Martha, sometimes, and just greeted the children on the way up to the beach. She was greeting them and asking names, and was very interested. Very thankful for her life, too. I thank the Lord that we have good leaders that are real examples for the others.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I also want to thank the Lord for the privilege of being here this Labor Day weekend. It's not taken for granted that I can come and still do this at my age, but God has given me good health, and so I'm very happy to be here and renew friendships and be reminded that once I sat in these rows back from 61 to 64, and how heaven came down and blessed us tremendously, and I'm so glad that the presence of the Lord is still here, and that the spirit of seeking God is still here, and as Sister Gerda said, waiting upon the Lord is so important. Now, what I find is, as I get older, it's sometimes difficult to keep the concentration just on the Lord. You know, you're worshiping God, and then all of a sudden another thought comes, and so it is my prayer that God will strengthen this link to Him and be totally united in spirit with Him and allow the Holy Spirit to change me. And I say, I don't really say it jokingly, I really mean it. I guess God has given me these years because I still need to change from the inside out. And He has started a good work, and I know He will finish it until the day when He calls me home. And so I want to thank everyone for their ministry, especially all the ladies and boys. We meet every morning in the washroom, but he's doing a great job cleaning the men's washroom. So I appreciate those people that work very hard to make life here for us comfortable, and that we can just sit in the Lord's presence and enjoy what He's doing. This year my wife wanted to come along. She would have flown into Toronto and then drive with me from Toronto here, but the end of March she fell and broke her upper left arm just below the link here. And so she sends her greetings to everybody that knows her, and please pray for her that the healing process will proceed quickly, and that she will get well again. I plan, with God's help, this Thursday to drive back to Calgary. I drive this stretch every year, and I still enjoy it. I still enjoy driving, and so I'm grateful to be refreshed in the Spirit. I really felt I needed it. It was a little inconvenient this time because my daughter just happened to come up from Princeton and is staying at the place I am staying in Toronto. And it was a little hard to leave her behind and say, listen, I got to go to camp and seek the Lord and wait upon the Lord. But she understands, and that we can make up for that. So I wish everyone to go forward with the Lord and to seek Him and to know that He still has a job to do in all of us, and to be refreshed in the Spirit and to be what He wants us to be in our daily walk with Him. Mm-hmm. That we don't have to say something and people will recognize, that we follow the Lord. So thank you very much, Brother Eddie, and your staff and everybody that is involved in the ministry. God bless you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
You too.
I'm Memorial Day and Labor Day. I'm kind of broken. I want to thank the Lord because I really needed to come up. It's Labor Day. A lot's been going on at home, and I have a lot on my heart to pray for. And Brother Wiggs had spoken to me, so I've been stuck in between for a while. And I know the Lord has something forward, but it hasn't moved just yet. And the first night I was here, which was Wednesday, as I was walking home back to the cottage, the sky was amazing. It was like a blanket of stars and layers of stars, and it was just beautiful. And the whole way home I walked looking up at the sky. And when I got to the cottage, I was struck by God's promise to Abraham. When He said that Abraham would have so many descendants, it struck me that God didn't just tell him about the stars because there were so many stars. The stars are amazing. I mean, they really do show us God's power and ability and how nothing is too hard for Him, because He made it. And it's so huge and it's so vast. And I think it was also to encourage Abraham, to give him faith that God would really do it, not just that it would be an amazing amount of people. So I want to thank the Lord for that, because that was a real encouragement and I really needed that. And I also want to thank the Lord for the worship that we have. I have a coworker who started a little over here, just about a year ago, and she's a Christian and she's Pentecostal, but she goes to a more spiritually organized church. And I guess she's picked up from a few of my comments that we're not quite like that. And she's trying to figure out how we worship. And she asked me who is our worship leader, and I said, well, we don't have a human one, technically. I mean, the pastor's there, but I mean, songs, especially in our church, people start songs all over the place and miscellaneous keys, and it just kind of works together. And I think it's just so wonderful. And we have a little boy in church who is starting to praise the Lord. And we got to talking about it once in Sunday school, and I said, I love the way we praise, because it's like everybody is singing their own song to God, and it all blends together in this wonderful little song. And I just thank the Lord for that, because it's unique and it's wonderful.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I hesitate to do this, but I'm just adding to a story that I gave yesterday. As I'm thinking, I just want us all, I know we all know it, I know it, but God is interested in the intricate details of all of our lives. And sometimes the foray of life, we forget that. And I was thinking about Abraham as well, and the fact that God's very interested in our relationships. And something I didn't say yesterday, which I just keep thinking, it's like pounding my heart, I need to tell it, but when I mentioned yesterday that my wife was afraid to write me a letter, it was the fact that I had made a public comment in Bible college that I think I was pretty stupid, but I said I would never follow a woman anywhere. And so there's a whole lot of details. But when she said that, her devotion, she had written a letter, and the devotion she had the next morning, and it said, faith writes the letter and drops it in the mailbox. And I was thinking back on one of my favorite stories of the Bible. We know the story about Jesus and His love story for all of us is the paramount story in the Word of God. But I think next to that is Abraham, when he commissions his servant Eliezer to go and get a wife for his son Isaac. And I just love that story, and I preached it, and I love talking about it. I love talking about that kind of thing, because I do a lot of talking to younger people. Most of the men in jail are younger men. Sad to say that there are older ones there, but most of them are young. And I get to talking about different things like what I'm saying. But the realization that God is intimately interested in every single detail of our lives. There's concern in my heart and mind about being in the in-between time. But I know this, is that God takes care of the details of our life. And we should never hesitate sometimes to talk about some of these things, how God's guiding and directing our lives. And again, I'm just so thankful for the privilege to be here again this Labor Day. And I have enjoyed the worship. I've enjoyed the Word of God. I just enjoy being where God is doing a thing. And that's one reason why I think in terms of setting aside the prayer retreat every year, because I know God uses the people here. I was talking to my wife last night, and she was saying, well, what has God spoken to your heart? And I said, He's spoken a lot of things into my heart. And I said, and she knows this, the reason why I like come to Pilgrim Camp is that it's people that are talking about what God has done in their life. A lot of times we go to Sunday church, and people are just giving sermons. And I want to, thus saith the Lord, I want to know God is working through what the person is saying. And many times God does that in His great mercy. But again, I know that men like Brother Eddie and Kenny and everybody here wants God to use our lives and speak through us. And sometimes I think I'm like that dumb donkey that Balaam had the donkey speak to him. And I'm just thankful that He can use all of us. And that, again, if anybody needs assurance, you leave this retreat this year. God is interested in every single detail of your and my life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me. For I
best friend, and I just want to rejoice evermore in what God has done in my life and in my family, and what He continues to do.
Thank you.
Lot of challenges in my family. I have a very large family. I am number 12 of my children, of my parents' children, and so needless to say, I have lots of nieces and nephews, lots of family. Just recently I had a cousin's day, and there was a turnout from my side of the family, tremendous. And so it came from north and south and east and west, and it was marvelous. And I thanked the Lord for that, and I was able to proclaim Jesus to all of them. I was the hostess of the family, and so they listened well. I thank the Lord for that. And so I am so very, very thankful for Jesus. Just recently, I was in Europe 2 weeks ago, and I had the privilege of worshiping in Switzerland, the French side of Switzerland, with a vast number of brothers and sisters. And I seek that whenever I travel out of America. I seek a church where Jesus is loved. And so I was so thankful to know that these folks across the ocean were seeking the Lord, seeking His will. And it was just exciting for me. I was filled just one day in that precious presence of the Lord there minutely of folks who were like-minded. And so I thank the Lord. But I do want to bring your attention to what's happening. I am one of the intercessors, and so we pray. I'm from the assemblies, and we're very mindful about missions. And so I want to bring to your attention, there's a pastor, his name is Pastor Saeed from the United States, who has been sentenced to 8 years in prison in northern Iran. Now, despite that persecution that's happening against Christians in Iran, there's a thriving church that is rising from under the government. And Jesus is coming to folks. And we've gotten letters from there. We've gotten the underground church in Iran. It's doing wonderfully, despite what we hear in the news. Despite. And so I want to urge everyone here, please pray for Pastor Saeed. He has been sentenced for being a Christian 8 years in the worst prison of Iran, northern Iran. And if you open up to the internet, persecution in Iran, you'll find his name. And he was sentenced to 8 years. Simply because he originally was born in Iran, and he's a Christian now. And he was sentenced, he served already 2 years. His wife and children here in America, he's an American citizen.
and the State's Department has been trying to get him. And we Christians are praying that God will intervene to get this man. He's a young man. He's probably only maybe about 38 to 40 years old. And he's given his life to serve the King. But I know that in that prison, he is a light for Jesus. The man loves the Lord. And so I want to urge everyone here, when you go to your knees, please remember, Pastor Slade, that God will intervene and that our government, because he is an American citizen, that our government will seek every way possible. And they have been. I am not saying the government has not. John Kerry has intervened. We get the news on this from the assemblies that they have intervened in this situation with Pastor Saeed. And also I want to mention, we have got wonderful reports of what God is doing in Ukraine. We have met missionaries that have come to my church from the Ukraine. As you know, the Russians are ready to attack Ukraine. And they have attacked. As of yesterday, a couple of days ago, I keep up what's happening because these are my brothers and sisters in Christ that are being attacked. The church will be attacked in the Ukraine because it has become, Pentecost has come wonderfully in the last 10 years in the Ukraine. We've gotten letters, we've gotten missionaries that have come to visit. And so please pray for the church of the Ukraine, because ultimately the Russians want to take over the Ukraine again. And so we have to be mindful. You know, these are our brothers and sisters. And if one suffers, we all suffer. I don't want to go and say that America's, you know, is the greatest, but we are experiencing something that's different at this point in our lives. These are Pentecostal believers. The Ukraine has expanded into the thousands upon thousands of people who have come to Jesus in a marvelous way. And the Lord has prepared them for this time. And so please, every one of you, remember and look up what's happening in the Ukraine, because the church is very strong. Pentecost is very strong in the Ukraine. And so we thank the Lord for the vision that he's giving the pastors there to seek the Lord. And it's coming to the point that there's going to be persecution. And so please pray, because if one suffers, I believe with all my heart, I love when I go to places outside the U.S. and I see that people are seeking Jesus. You know, we're being blessed as an American. We can be blessed. But we also have the suffering church throughout Africa, throughout the Middle East right now, what is happening in Iraq. And so I think that the Lord wants us to be reminded that we are of one. We are one in the heart, one with Jesus. And that Jesus has a multitude worldwide, a multitude. And so I thank the Lord for that. From the bottom of my heart, I just want to exhort his holy name, because he seeks and finds those that are his throughout the whole world. And I thank him for that.
Amen. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for what we know of you and how great you are. We read in your word that the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. And, oh Lord, we believe it. We believe it, Lord, that you are in charge, and that you see and know all these things that we have heard about. We thank you that your truth is marching on. We thank you for the many that are coming to know you, and in many of these places where the authorities would like to silence any mention of your name, Lord, is still your word goes forth. Still, your gospel is triumphing. We thank you for the promise in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, was referred to in these past days, that the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, in the hand of the Savior, mighty Savior, O Lord. O Lord, we remember those who are persecuted because of the gospel, because of the stand that they take toward you. Oh God, this morning we thank you for this reminder, and we pray together again for all those who are bound, like this pastor in northern Iran. You said we should pray for him as though we were bound with him.
Yes, Lord.
And as our sister said, we know this is hard for us. We don't we don't have that oppression, that that which they suffer because of the gospel. And so, Lord, we do want to do what your word says. We want to remember those that are bound as bound with them, and those who suffer adversity as being also in the body. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will bless them and comfort them and encourage them and deliver them and bring glory to your name in every circumstance, and let your gospel triumph, Lord. We pray that your work shall progress gloriously throughout the whole world. We thank you that you raise up intercessors. Lord, may we be among them. Oh God, those upon whom you can lay these burdens, who will pray in the Spirit. Oh Lord, we thank you for your work in all the world. And what a tremendous triumphant song we sang last night, a mighty fortress. Our hearts were stirred. And Lord, write this in our hearts. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, Lord, we will not fear, but rather we will continue to call upon your name. Hallelujah. Oh God, we pray that you will put this in my heart and in each one of our hearts, Lord, more. That you are working, Lord. You are working gloriously. You have a purpose, a worldwide purpose. As Brother Luton said the other day, every kindred, tribe, people, language, nation, Lord, gathered around the throne. Hallelujah. We know that you are the mighty Savior. So we look to you. Help us to keep our eyes fixed upon you and to see you, Lord, as the one who is over all. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, we wouldn't know how to tell you to do it. We don't know. Lord, we know that you know. Oh, Lord, you are the God of wisdom and of power, and you know all about everything. And so you know how to bring glory to your great name. And we just want to align ourselves with your purposes in our world, in our day. Hallelujah. Bring us into line with that which you are doing and wanting to do, for your name's sake, for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all the love that you've both shown me. I'm so privileged to be here. The best thing about this place is just being in his presence. I come into this room and I just feel the presence of Jesus. It's so uplifting. I just love him. He's everything to me. He's been my life, my strength, my hope, my all in all. And I just want to fall in love with Jesus more, moment by moment, day by day. I just want to fall in love with Jesus and sit in his presence and receive from him the strength and the help that I need, the comfort only Jesus can give. I have a wonderful family. They're very good to me. And I'm so thankful for that too. I love this place. I've come here a lot of years, and I'm never disappointed with the way Jesus comes and meets me. We're so privileged that we can sit in a place where Jesus' presence is, just indwells us. It's so wonderful. We are so privileged to have a place like this. And I just want to go home and be a light for Jesus. I want my life to draw others to himself. That's my cry. We can be lights of the world. Attract others to Jesus himself. I want my life to show forth the beauty of Jesus. That's my prayer. Thank you for all your love and kindness.
Thank you. Jesus. Thank you for coming. We love having you. And everybody, I didn't just say Sister Aletha.
Well, I often hear people say, I don't want to leave camp. I wish I could stay here forever. And most of us can't stay here forever. We have to leave. God has a purpose in sending us back to the world in which we live, that we might shine as lights. But this little devotional book was given to those who were in the Richwood Sunday School at the beginning of it. He gave it We used to get a birthday gift, and Brother Jeff gave us our birthday gift early so we could enjoy it all year. And today's devotional kind of spoke to me because of the fact that we are leaving camp, going back into our own places. And this was written by Elizabeth Elliot. She says, God came down and lived in the same world as a man. He showed us how to live in this world, subject to its vicissitudes and necessities, that we might be changed. Not into an angel or a storybook princess, not wafted into another world, but changed into saints in this world. The secret is Christ in me, not me in a different set of circumstances. I'd just like to repeat that last line because it really spoke to my heart. I think it's something that God would want to leave with each of us today, is the secret is Christ in me, not me in a different set of circumstances.
Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, oh wonderful story, Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope.
I'm so thankful to be here again for another season. Lord's been so good, I thank him. And as I hear about these ones who've gone to be with the Lord, there's a song that I love and mine in it, and Brother Eddie knows it. The eternal glories green afar, to nerve my faith and doubt. So now two hearts to wait to war and then to rest forever. I'm thankful we keep our eyes on that goal.
Amen. How do I know that? How do I know that line? Well, I've known that line for a long time, but that line I associate with my sister because one of my special birthdays, I don't know, I've had a few of them so far in all these years. I don't know if it was when I turned 50, maybe. She wrote it on my card. The eternal glories gleam afar to nerve my faint endeavor. And I was so thankful for that. I could have said, she thinks my endeavor is faint? But it is, it is, it is. I need God's grace and that hope that is before us. It says in 1 John 3 that if that hope is within us, well, we do something. We purify ourselves even as he is pure. So we have a wonderful call, and we can give ourselves to Jesus. Every once in a while we have a testimony meeting up at camp here. And I can tell you that for 2014, this is the best testimony meeting of the whole season, even though I wasn't here at most of them. I'm just sure of it.